The prototype of the robotic airship is being assembled in a huge airplane hangar where the B-1 bomber was built and where engineers once worked on the experimental X-33 spacecraft. Bob Jones of the company Sonswire says the balloon will hover in the stratosphere at a height of nearly 20,000 meters. From there, it will provide video, voice, and data communications to an area the size of Texas. The Stratolite will offer links for cell phones and television receivers in what he calls the last mile solution.
The last mile solution. Well, it means the people that live up in the mountains or out in the country where there's no infrastructure. Well, this is the answer.
He says a network of Stratolites could offer computer users internet access anywhere.
For example, if I'm in the middle of the Mojave Desert, I could open up my laptop and I could communicate.
Jones envisions hundreds of the airships hovering high above the United States to augment but not replace existing satellite and ground communications.
We'd like to see a lot of these things flying and provide the needed communication.
The Stratolite is a rigid airship, unlike a blimp, which has no supporting structure. The new ship is more like the rigid Zeppelins of the 1920s and 30s. The prototype is a little smaller than an advertising blimp, at 37 meters stem to stern. Made with modern materials such as carbon composites, it is incredibly light, weighing only 340 kilograms. The prototype is one-fifth the size of the final version. Jones shows a visitor the components being crafted in the hangar.
Yeah, these are the fins. Yeah, so they're very light. These are the... This is carbon right here. This is a foam core, and we got carbon with foam sandwiched. So what we're doing is for the structure, this is the main structure here, we want to make sure that this does not fail.
The Stratolite is intended to stay aloft for 18 months before operators on the ground return it for servicing. The airship will undergo testing in coming days. Its technology is unproven, and even if it works, there is tough competition in a crowded industry. Jones believes, however, the new device will fill a niche in the communications market and will also have other uses.
It's amazing, you know, looking at the potential of this vehicle. Not only the use of the communication, but for homeland security. You know, utilizing something like this to fly the coastal area, the border between Canada and U.S. and down in Mexico and U.S., and being able to detect people going across.
He says the balloon could be used for search and rescue operations and in natural disasters. Jones says the South American nations of Colombia and Peru and the U.S. military have shown interest in the project. Sonswire is not the only company looking for new uses of old technologies. Next Door, a company founded by Russian immigrants, is making advertising blimps and developing a new hybrid airplane airship to carry tourists and cargo. And just down the highway in the desert town of Mojave, aerospace visionary Bert Rattan is working on a craft to carry tourists into space. In 2004, he launched the world's first private spaceship called Spaceship One from Mojave Airport. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Palmdale, California.